Today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The two dots, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refua Shalema. The Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Avadia ben Miriam Leah. So at the end of the previous daf, we began the fourth perek of Masechtas Erevin, which very much picks up where the third perek left off, and that is the halachos of Tchumen. The Mishnah began and said, Misha hoitziu nachrim, ay ruach ra, if somebody was taken outside of his alpayim amo, outside of his Tchuman Shabbos, he didn't go outside on his own volition, but rather he was taken out forcefully. Ein loy elo dalet ames. The halacha is that even though he went out but still, he's now subject to the laws of Tchumen, which states that if a person is outside of his Tchum, he can't walk beyond Dalet Ames. Hechsiru, what would be if those same people, the Nachrim, brought him back into within his Tchum? Ki'ilu lo yatza. So then it's as if he never left. And the halacha is that he was able to drezech throughout his entire Tchum. And essentially, what you see in the Mishnah is a chiddush, that even if a person was forced outside of his tchum, the halacha is, it's as if he went out on his own, and he's now subject to the basic laws of tchum, which says that if you're outside your tchum, you can walk within Dalet Ames, that you're always going to have. If you walk outside your Dalet Ames, that's already a problem. Additionally, hechziru, in the event that he was brought back inside, it's ki'ilu lo yatza. So the Gemara picks up on that note. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of the great Shmuel, yatza l'das, if somebody leaves the tchum on his own das, all he gets is arba amas. If somebody goes outside of the tchum, he violated the halacha of al yetzei ishmim koymoy. Whether it's an issa deraisa, like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir hold, whether it's an issa derabbanan, the bottom line is this person, he went outside his tchum. So Rav Nachman said, I heard from Shmuel that all this person has is arba amas. That's obvious. You needed Shmuel and Amir to say that. It's clear from the Mishnah that way, because hashem misha itziu nachrim eleel dalan amas. Madach in the Mishnah, you see that if somebody was forced outside of his tchum by nachrim, is he only has Dalet Ames, Yotzel Adasmi, but then certainly if he goes out on his own, he should only have Dalet Ames. So the Gemara says, Eleima, you're right. It must be that what Rav Nachman heard from Shmuel was not that, because that's just too obvious. Rather, what he must have heard was the following. Chazal Adas, in the event that a person was outside of the Tchum, and now he went back to within the Tchum, Lodas, meaning he was forced outside. Misha hoitziu nachrim. But he went back out into the tchum and he did it on his own. Then the halacha is, ein lo yelo dalet ames. All he's going to have is dalet ames. Now, that's in contrast to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Misha hoitziu nachrim. Then, hechziru ki'ilu lo yatza. Meaning he has more than dalet ames. But Rav Nachman was saying in the name of Shmuel that, yeah, if it, they themselves brought him back in, so then the halacha is that it's ki'ilu lo yatzi. But in terms of if the person went back on his own, that's where the halacha is going to be different. All he has is dalet ames. But the Gemara says, anami tonino. Even though that's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but it seems very implied in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, hechziru nachrim. Right, misha hoitziu nachrim. And then, hechziru nachrim. The halacha is ki'ilu lo yatza. As if he never left. Hechziru hu de ki'ilu lo yatza. It sounds like only if he was brought back in by the same Nachrim that took him out, that it's ki'ilu lo yatza. Avo lo yitziyu Nachrim. But if the Nachrim would take him out, v'chazal adas, and then he would go back on his own, ein lo yelo dalet ames. It sounds like then he would only have dalet ames. Again, I don't need Rav Nachman or Mashmul to tell me this halacha, because even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but at the same time, it's very much implied from the Mishnah. Elo the Gemara says, eimo yatza ladas. V'hichziru nachrim ein lo yelo dalet ames. Maybe what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel was the following, that in the event that a person left the tchum ladas, and then the nachrim brought him back inside, so the halach is ein lo yelo dalet ames. Again, that's not mefurish in the Mishnah, one way or the other, and maybe that's what Rav Nachman and Shmuel was saying. He was talking about a person who left the tchum ladas. He violated the halacha of Ayetze Yishmim Koimai. He is now subject, he's confined to Dalet Ames. Now the Nachrim brought him back inside. Misha Yitzhu Nachrim Vechziru, it's Kilu Lo Yatza. But if you were Yatza Midas Vechziru Nachrim, then Ein Lo Yelo Dalet Ames. But the Gemara says, Anami Tanino. I see that from the Mishnah as well, because the Mishnah says, Hoitziyu Vechziruhu Ki'ilu Lo Yatza. It sounds like Hoitziyu Vechziruhu Ki'ilu Lo Yatza. Only if the Nachrim were responsible for taking him out and for bringing him back in do we say it's Ki'ilu Lo Yatza. Avo Yatza L'das. But if the person went out on his own, even though the Nachrim brought him back in, it sounds like the halacha wouldn't be that way. So again, the question is, what exactly is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel's Chiddush? So the Gemara says as follows. Now, the Chiddush and the halacha that Rav Nachman was saying in the name of Shmuel was that if a person was Yatza Chutz L'chum L'das, And then Hechziru Nachrim, that loch is Ein Loi Dalet Ames. What was the question? Doesn't it seem mefurish that way in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah said clearly, Mishai Tziru Nachrim, the Hechziru Nachrim is Kilo Lo Yatzo. It sounds like if he was Yatzo Ladas and then Hechziru Nachrim, it wouldn't be that way. So the Gemara says it's not mefurish in the Mishnah. I hear what you're saying, but there would have been another way that you can read the Mishnah. Because Ma'al Tame, I would have thought, let's start him Tani. Maybe the way he's supposed to read the Mishnah is let's start him. Meaning, Mishai Tziru Nachrim, if someone was taken out by the Nachrim, the Chazal Ladas, then that loch is if he was chazal ladas, ain't lo yela daladamas. Avol yotz ladas, if he left ladas, vechziru nachrim, it's gidul lo yotz. How do you know that the hechziru in the Mishnah is going back on the misha hoitziu? Yeah, the simple way to read the Mishnah is misha hoitziu nachrim, and then hechziru, it's gidul lo yotz. But Shmuel was bavarning a maudetema. He was bavarning another possibility of how you could have learned the Mishnah. I mean, you could have learned the Mishnah that misha hoitziu nachrim is the resha, hechziru is the seifa, and the Hechziru of the Seif is actually not talking to the Resha. Hechziru, maybe the halacha is kidul lo yatza, whether it was Hechziru Nachrim, or whether he was Yatza Midas. But the point is, maybe even if a person's Yatza Midas, as long as it's Hechziru Nachrim, it's kidul lo yatza, kamash v'lo, and that's where Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, his halacha, that if a person's Yatza Ladas, the Hechziru Nachrim, ain lo yela dalet ames. So, just to recap the first part of the daf. The Mishnah said, Misha Hechziru Nachrim, Ein lo yela dalet ames. Hechziruhu ki ilu lo yatza. The Mishnah sounds like it's talking specifically about a situation where the Nachrim forced you out and then they brought you back in. Nachrim forced you out, it doesn't matter. You still only have dalet ames. As if you went out on your own. If the Nachrim then brought you back in, then the halacha is that it's ki ilu lo yatza. What happens if the person goes out on his own? So if the person goes out on his own, then it's pashit, he's going to only have dalet ames. The question is, what if a person goes out on his own, and then hechziru nachrim? Do we say it's ke'ilu lo yatza, or do we say ein lo yela dalet ames? It was a little bit unclear from the Mishnah, and that's why Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel had to be mechadesh, that if a person left the tchum ladas, even though he was brought back in forcefully, al yedei the nachrim, the halach is going to be ein lo yela dalet ames. Look to Gemara Vayta, by my name, Rabbi. The following question was asked of Rabbi Hutzrich Linakov of Mahu. What if a person is outside the Tchum? He was forced out. And now he's stopped. He's boxed into these Dalet Ames. And he has to use the facilities. So does he have to use the facilities within the Dalet Ames? Or is there some flexibility for this person? So the Gemara says, Omer Lehem, Rabbi told them, Godul Kovet Abriyos, Shedoicha, Es Loisase Shebetoira. That being that there's a situation of Kavod HaBriyos, and being, says Rashi, that the Issa Tchumen is only an Issa D'Rabbanon, we know the rule, Brachis Daf Yotes, that Godol Kavod HaBriyos Shedoicha Loisase Shebetoira, that whenever there's a situation of a Loisase Shebetoira, an Issa D'Rabbanon, why is it called a Loisase Shebetoira, it's Issa D'Rabbanon? Because of the love of Loisaser. But any time a person is faced with an Issa D'Rabbanon on the one hand and Kavod HaBriyos on the other hand, we have a principle of Godol Kavod HaBriyos Shedoicha Loisase Shebetoira, right? This is an often misquoted line. It sounds like Godol Kavod HaBriyos, it can be Doicha De'Raisa. The Gemara in Bracha says not that way. Avada can't be Doicha De'Raisa. We mean the love of Loisaser, which is a Loisase that somehow underpins all the Issa D'Rabbanon. But the bottom line is, being that Tchum is a D'Rabbanon, Rabbi says, they said, if this person that needs to use their facilities is also intelligent, then what he would do is he would go back into the tchum. Meaning, even though the halacha is misha etziu nachrim, the halacha is ein lo yela dalet ames, but if you're forced back inside, then you get your tchum back. So if this person needs to go to the bathroom, let him go home. Let him go back to within his tchum. If he's within his tchum, it's going to be as if it was hechziru, and then the halach is going to be keilu lo yatza. So Nardoi said, if this person's a pikeach, there'd be a way for him to work around the situation, for him to be able to negate this idea of being restricted by dalet ames for the rest of his Shabbos. Amar Rapapa, another halacha. Rapapa said, peiros sheyatzu chutz l'tchum, if peiros left the tchum, so we've seen already that the laws of tchumen don't only apply to a person, but they apply to objects, to animals as well. Even though it says in the Torah, al yetze ish mim koimai, and it says ish. Ish sounds a little bit like the halachas of tchumen relate to a person, they don't relate to behemoths maybe, not to kelim. We'll see some raid about that in Metz Hashem in the coming week. But for now, the pashtus and all the sugyas are that the laws of tchumen don't only relate to a person, they relate to an object as well. How so? A person's items are bound by his own tchum. So if I'm bound by a tchum, my items are going to be bound by a tchum as well. That's why we saw briefly Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Machloikis with the Chachamim, whether Chefze Hefker are subject to the laws of tchumim. Because usually the ideas of chafetzim are tuffle to the person. And whatever the person's tchum is, that's what these objects' tchum is going to be. But either way, this is a basic premise in the laws of Tchumen, that just like Tchumen governs a person, and it governs a behemoth, and it governs a person's items as well. So the Gemara says that Rav Papa said the following: if Paris were Yatzal Chutz L'Tchum, if somebody took Paris outside the Tchum, the Chazru, and then he brought them back in, Afilu B'meizid, even if he brought them in B'meizid, Dalach is Loi Hefsidu Es Mekayimam. You can now take these Paris and you can move them throughout the original Tchum. My time, but what's the reason? Anusim Ninu, because we look at the Paris as if they're anonymous. In other words, Rav Papa is really saying a very big Chiddush, because we see in our Mishnah, Misha Hitziyu Nachrim. Then the halach is if the Nachrim bring him back in, so then it's kilu lo yatsa. But what if the Nachrim took you and then you went back in on your own? The Gemara already said, then avada, you would only have the halamis. If the Nachrim forced you out and they brought you back in, that's when you have this halacha that it's kilu lo yatsa. But if you were yatsa lodas, like Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, or if you were forced out and you returned lodas, then the halach is all you're going to have is dalanamis. So you would think the same should be true with Peres. So if Peres were taken out of the tchum and then you knowingly, willingly, bemaze it, brought the Paris back inside the Tchum, so you would think that the Paris are now bound by Dalet Amos. It's not Kilu Lo Yatzel because it was Bemezid. But Rav Papa said no. The Halach is the Paris, you can do whatever you want. It's Kilu Lo Yatzel. Loi Hefsidu Es Mekayman. And the reason is because the Paris don't have Das, so the Paris are really Ke Anusim Dami. And being that the Paris are Kanusim Dami, so it's Mamish Misha Yitziru and Nachrim, and then Hichsiru, that it's Kilu Lo Yatzah, and that's why the Paris, even if they were brought back in Bemezid, are always going to be Kilu Lo Yatzah. Is for Rabbi Yosef Bar Shmai, the Rapop, Rabbi Yosef Bar Shmai, Yasakash, the Rapop, from the following Bryce, from Nechemio, Rabbi Lezab and Yaakov, La'oilam Asurim, the halacha is that Peirois are always aser, and all items are always aser, Achiyachsiru Lim Koimon, unless they're brought back into their original place. Meaning these items are always going to be considered aser if something was taken outside of the tchum, unless they're brought back shoygigin. Meaning if they're brought back into the tchum and they're brought back in b'shoygig, so then the halacha is, it's always going to be b'shoygigin, b'mezid. It sounds like only if it's brought back in b'shoygig, but if it's brought back b'mezid, it's going to be a problem. It's not rapapa. Rapapa said that the pairs are always considered b'shoygig. Why? Because they don't have das. They're kanusim dami. And you see clearly from Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov, not that way. They were talking again about something similar to Peres. They were talking about items. And they said, lo'oyla masurim, ad sheyachzru l'mkoymam b'shagigin. Like the Mishnah, like a person. But you see clearly there's no distinction between Peres and a person. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, this is really a machloikis tanam. The Tanya we learned to the Brayis, the Peres, she also chos l'tchum. If Peres were taken outside of the Tchum, b'shoigig, if they left the Tchum, b'shoigig, the Alach is yeyachlu, you're allowed to eat them. Now, this is also important. The Alachas of Tchumen, as it relates to Peres, and not only negate the fact that you can't be metaltal the Peres beyond Dalet Amos, but it's also negate whether or not you could eat them. This Peiros, anything that's roi lachilo, so tchumen's gonna affect it both from a iser tiltal perspective and also from an iser achilo perspective. So the price says if Peiros left the tchum b'shoigig, yeyachlu, then you're allowed to eat them where they are right now. B'mezid, if they left b'mezid, lo yeyachlu, then the halach is you're not allowed to eat them. Nechemya says b'mkoimon, if they were brought back to their original place, yeyachlu, you're allowed to eat them. Shaloi b'mkoimon, if they remained in the place that's chutz l'tchum, lo yeyachlu, then the halach is you're not allowed to eat them. So the Gemara says like this, my bim koimon, when Rabbi Nechemya said, we're focusing on Rabbi Nechemya Shita first. So again, what's the braisa? The braisa is very, very sasam, and the Gemara is going to explain the braisa. But again, just to see the words again. Peres yeyatzu chutz l'tchum, if Peres left the tchum b'shoigig, the halach is yeyachlu, you're allowed to eat them where they are. B'mezid, if they were taken out, b'mezid lo yeyachlu, you're not allowed to eat them. Rabbi Nechemya says, if they were brought back, then yeyachlu. If they were not brought back, then not yeyachlu. Meaning, it sounds like the Tanakama of the Brice is discussing chutz l'tchum. Can I eat it or not? It's totally if it went up in mezid of a shoygig. Rav Nechemiah is talking about when it was brought back in, where then the halach is you're allowed to eat it. If it wasn't brought back in, then the halach is you're not allowed to eat it. Rav Nechemiah said that if it's brought back in, you're allowed to eat it. What does he mean? Ilay b'mkayim b'mezid doesn't mean if it was brought back b'mezid, can't be. Because this is the second Rav Nechemiah that we just had in the sugya. And it would contradict the first Rav Nechemiah. Because Rav Nechemiah, Rav Lezman Yaakov, Rav Nechemiah, Rav Nechemiah, Rav Nechemiah, Rav Nechemiah, together Rav Lezman Yaakov, we need Rav Nechemiah said clearly that if the Paris left at home and they were brought back in, that lochas they remain aser unless they were brought back b'shoygig. You see, b'shoygig yom emezaloi el alab b'mkayim b'shoygig. So we clarified that. Where Rav Nechemya said b'mkayim yom yeyachlo. What does he mean? He means if it was brought back in b'shoygig, then that loch is going to be yeyachlo. Then you're allowed to eat it. Okay, that's clearly what Rav Nechemya said. But the Gemara is bothered before we go weiter that it doesn't sound like the Tanakama and Rav Nechemya are really talking to each other, because what did the Tanakama say? Perish sheyatzol chutz l'tchom, when they're outside of the tchom. Can I eat it or not? It depends. Did it go up a shoygig? Yeah. Did it go up a mezin? No. What did Rav Nechemya say? When they're brought back in, then the halacha is, if they're brought back in b'shoygig, Rav Nechemya l'shitasa, he has to hold b'shoygig, you're allowed to eat it. But if they weren't brought back in, then you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara feels a little bit like the Tanakhama is talking about what happens when they're outside. And then Rav Nechemya is commenting and he's talking about what happens when they're brought back in. That's the mucharai of the Gemara. Says the Gemara must be the chsurim mechzur v'achitari. You probably have to help out the braisa a little bit. Perish yatzuchus l'tchom. The peris were taken outside of the tchom. B'shoygig yeyachlu. B'mezid lo yeyachlu. That was the Tanakama Shita. This is where we get created. B'med varam amurim. This is all shalei b'mkoyman. That's all if it remained chutz l'tchom. Aval b'mkoyman, if they were brought back in. Afilu b'mezid yeyachlu. Then you're always allowed to eat it. Even if it was brought back in b'mezid. Vosr am nechemi l'meimir. And that Ram nechemi said, afilu b'mkoyman nami. Even b'mkoyman b'shoygig b'mezid. If it was brought back in, only time you'd be allowed to eat it if it was brought back in b'shoygig, but if it was brought back in b'mezid, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. But what do you see from what the Gemara just said with the chsurim machzor? That we have a machloikis tanan. If Paris left chutz l'tchom and now they were brought back in b'mezid, can you eat it or can you not eat it? According to the Nechemya, only if it was brought back in b'shoygig you could eat it. According to the Tanakama, even if it was brought back in b'mezid, you're allowed to eat it. Now, what did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa said Paris yatzal chutz l'tchom at the chazru afilu b'mezid. It's okay. Why? Because we look at the Paris as if they're anoyness. The Gemara asked the kasha from Nechemya. What do Rav Nechemya send it for? It's not that way. You know, the Teretz is Tanoihi. This Rav Nechemya, Lishitasa, is in another braisa. Over there, he's arguing with the Tanakama. It's not Mefurish that he's arguing with the Tanakama, but we did a little surgery. Chasuri, Nechsev, Achitani, we created a Machloikas Rav Nechemya and the Tanakama. So Rav Papa saw Machloikas. He saw Rav Nechemya on the one hand, he saw the Tanakama on the other hand, and he decided to pass like Rav Nechemya, I mean, like the Chachamim. And that's how you have this Shita of the Tanakama. But the Gemara says, lie. Really, it's not Muchach. B'mezid, b'mkoymam, it could be the kuli amalei pligi d'yaseh. It could be if it was b'mezid and b'mkoymam, everybody would agree that halach is that it's awesome. Meaning once it's brought back, even if it's brought back b'mezid, it's going to be a problem. Like Rav Nechemya said mefurish in the first price, so not like Rav Papa. And if that's the case, you don't have a machloikis tanoim to say that even though Rav Papa's connected Rav Nechemya, but tanoim. Over here the machloikis was something else. Meaning what's the machloikis between Rav Nechemya and the Tanakama? The machloikis is in the event that the Paris were taken out b'shoygig and they remained outside, is it going to be okay? Is it not Tanakama? So Tanakama said mefurish b'shoygig shorish shleibim koyim. Right, that was what he said. If it was taken out b'shoygig, it's going to be okay. B'mezid, it's not going to be okay. Nechem yisavra afilu shoygig. Even if it was taken out shoygig, b'mkoyimayin shleibim koyimayloi. Meaning the Gemara, for some reason, didn't want to say that this was the machloikis. The Gemara thought that there's a machloikis over here between Rav Nechemya and the Tanakama, specifically as it relates to in the event that it was b'mkoyim and it was brought back. Because being that Rav Nechemya said b'mkoyim yeyachlu, the Gemara thought that the b'mkoyim yeyachlu is arguing with something that the Tanakama said, which would then suggest that Tanakama holds that b'mkoyim it's not so pashit yeyah or. There's some machloikis. What must be the machloikis? Whether it's yeyachlu only if it's b'shoygig, which we know is from the Nechemya Shita l'shitasai, or it's yeyachlu even b'mezid. But the Gemara said it could be no. It could be as it relates to b'mkoyim. There's no machloikis. The machloikis is dafka shaloi b'mkoyim. Whereas the Tanakama holds that shaloi b'mkoyim when it's chutz l'tchum b'shoygig, the halach is yeyachlu. Rav Nechemya Shita is that even b'shoygig shaloi b'mkoyim, the halach is lo yeyachlu. The only time shoygig is better than mezid is if it ended up coming back to the tchum. If it's b'mkoyim, the halach is it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says one more raya, that one ha'ara on this, because midatani seifa, you know what it said in the seifa, Rav Nechemya of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Oimrim, lo oila masura machiyachsu l'mkoyimam shoyg again. This Rav Nechemya and Rav Eliezer, when their shita was introduced in the Braisa, it was prefaced with the words la'olam. La'olam asurim, ad sheyachzur l'mkoyimam shoygigin. It sounds from there like shoygigin b'mezid lai. Michlal, the Tanakama Sova, Bemezin Nam Yisharin. If that's the case, there's proof that the Tanakama must hold that Bemezin it's going to be Mutter as well. There's a long Rashi, Ayin Shom, where Rashi explains what exactly the Gemara's Haychacha is from the word La'olam. But either way, from the word La'olam, that's where the Gemara is being Maychiach, that there must be a Machlokes Tanah with regards to this point. Says the Gemara Shmamino, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hey Mahalech, another halacha related to Tchumin. If somebody was walking outside, it's Shabbos and now it got dark. The Inyei Dei Tchum Shabbos, he's going to spend Shabbos somewhere in a wald, someplace that's not Mukaf Mechitzos, someplace that's out in the open. And as a result, he's going to have Alpayim Amba, but Alpayim Amba from his Dalan Amas. Alpayim Amba from where he is, right? If you spend Shabbos in a house or in a city, so then you get Alpayim Amba from your Mechitzos. But if you're in a place that's not surrounded by Mechitzos, then you get Alpayim Amba from the place that you're physically residing. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, if somebody was walking and he has no idea where the Tchum Shabbos is, he wants to figure out what his Tchum is, there's a way to do it. Mahalech Alpayim Psiyas Beinonis Vizui Tchum Shabbos. He can count 2,000 Psiyas Beinonis, assuming that each Psiya Beinoni, each, like, middle step is the shear of an amma. You'll end up having alpayim amma, and that is going to be your tchum Shabbos. Omer Rav Nachman Mashul said another loch Shabbos bebikka. If somebody spent Shabbos in a bikka, in an open area, so you get 2,000 ammas from where you are. V'yikifu and nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos, and then on Shabbos nachrim came and they surrounded this area with mechitzas. So here's the shaila: do you say that being at the beginning of Shabbos, this area had no mechitzas? So at the beginning of Shabbos, your tchum Shabbos was based on your place that you physically were residing, so the halacha should be that you still get your alpayim amba from where you are. Or perhaps not. Perhaps you say that now the area became mukaf mechitzas, albeit on Shabbos. In an area that's mukaf mechitzas, you don't just get 2,000 amas from your area. You get the 2,000 amas from the mechitzas. So, being that the area became mukaf mechitzas on Shabbos, maybe you're going to get 2,000 amas from that place. I mean, here's the shaila. The shaila is when a place becomes mukaf mechitzas on Shabbos. Do you get now a payim amar from the mechitzas, or do you get a payim amar from where you yourself you spend Shabbos? Again, it's another halacha that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. That's the theme. A bunch of halachas that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel related to Tchumen. So, he said, if somebody spent Shabbos in a bikka, and then Nachrim come and they make mechitzas, the halacha is you only get your 2,000 amas. Not from the edge of the mechitzas, but from the place that you yourself were residing in the beginning of Shabbos. However, he said another halacha. But if you want to carry in that entire area, you can carry in that entire area, albeit al yedei zrika. What does that mean? That means even though the mechitzas don't work to make it that you resided Shabbos in a place that's Makom Mechitzas, so your Tchum Shabbos is going to be from the edge of the Mechitzas, doesn't work for that, but it does work to make the area Rishos HaYachid. Even though the Mechitzas happened on Shabbos, the Halach area is now going to be Rishos HaYachid. Being that it's a Rishos HaYachid, you can carry there. It's not a Karmelis. A Bikka usually would be a Karmelis. You wouldn't be allowed to carry more than Dalan Amas, Midir Rabbana. Now that area is Makom Mechitzas, he has a din of a Rishos HaYachid. So I should be able to carry there. Okay, that's fine. But not just that, here's the punchline. Umetalto Bekula Yedez Riko. You could carry throughout the entire area that's Makom Mechitzas, even beyond your Alpayim Amas. But you could only do that Al Yedez Riko. Why? What's the difference between Zriko? Because there's two ways to carry. You can carry, or really three ways, right? One way to carry is to physically walk something. Another way is to pass something, what's known as Meishit. Another way to carry is to be Zoyrek. For me to physically walk something outside of a Payim Amba, that's not something I could do. Why? Because I'm bound by my Tchum. I'm not allowed to go outside the Tchum. So if I'm not allowed to go outside my Tchum, then obviously this is not something that I'm allowed to do. What you can do is you can throw something. Because by throwing something, I'm not physically walking out of the Tchum. Now, there's another problem. How could I throw something? My keli that I'm throwing, isn't it subject to my Hilchas Tchumen? So you'd have to throw something that's hefker or something that belongs to somebody else. But the point is that from a pure Hitzah perspective, it's not going to be an issue. So essentially, Rav Nachman, the name of Shul, said a whole bunch of halachas. The first thing he said is that if somebody spends Shabbos in a bikka and then mechitzas pop up in the middle of Shabbos, not cremated, the mechitzas don't change my Hilchas Tchumen. The second thing he said is that the mechitzas do create a matzav of a Rishos HaYachid. The third thing that he said is that because it created a matzav of a Rishos Parshas Vayochin, I'm allowed to be metaltal, Yosemi Dalad Amis. In fact, I can be metaltal up until my Alpai Mama. In fact, I can even throw something, as long as it's not subject to add something to my Hilchas Truman, I could throw something beyond Alpai Mama because I'm not walking, and what in the world should be the problem? Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, no, Mahalch Alpai Mama. He says, I agree you can only go Alpai Mama. Meaning Rav Huna said, I agree to Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that the Mechitzes don't work with regards to Truman. However, metaltal, as it relates to carrying, Arba Amas. All you get is Arba Amas. Meaning, you can't carry more than Afrei to Gemara. Why? Metaltal b'kulai deiz rika. What's the problem? Why can't you do it? Meaning, what's the issue? So the Gemara is going to say it in two steps. Number one, he was concerned, Shemi Yimashach Achafetz. Because he was worried that if you're going to be allowed to throw something outside of your Alpai Mama, you may end up going to take it. You'll walk outside of your Alpai Mama. That's a problem. Okay, the Gemara says, b'alpai yimios l'taltal kiyurche. But why can't I carry at least within my 2,000 Amas? Does Rav Huna hold that the mechitzas are not even considered mechitzas with regards to a rishus hayachid? I mean, if I zoy vay, that's why I can't carry. The Gemara says no. Says the Gemara, you know what the pshat is, very gishmak. By Erev and Daf Mem Beis, we understand this and appreciate this. Mishum dahavi ki mechitza shenifritz lo bimloya lamakim ha'asala. Because being that you're not allowed to carry to outside the Alpai Mama, that's for sure. You can't even throw something to outside of the Alpai Mama. So the whole area of the Bikka that's beyond the Alpai Mama is now Nifritz B'mloya L'makom Asa. Once it's Nifritz B'mloya L'makom Asa, so I can't carry anywhere. So I'm out of business. That's why I can't carry. So we had a machloikis here. It's very important. Between Rav Nachman and Mashmul and Rav Huna. Hoya mahalech, Shabbos bebikka, vehikifu and nachrim mechitza b'shabbos. So that's pasha, the mechitza is not a mechitza li'in tchumen. So you can't walk beyond your 2,000 amas. The question is, what about with regards to Yitzah? How does that affect? Can I be metaltal yoisa medalad amas? When I started Shabbos, it was a karmelis. But now it's a regular rishos hayachid. So maybe I could, or maybe I can. Rav Nachman and Mashmul said, yeah, of course you could. Absolutely, you can carry within 2,000 amas. You can even throw something outside of your 2,000 amas. Rav Huna said, no, you can only be metaltal arba amas. You're going to treat this like a karmelis. Why? Is it because he holds it's not even mechitzis? No, it is. It's mechitzis, not a karmelis. This place is a bona fide rishos hayachid. However, he held a double gzeira, meaning, or a double halacha. Not allowed to throw something beyond the 2,000 amas shemi yimashich. Once I can't throw it, that means I can't carry from here to there in any way, shape, or form. I can't walk there. I can't even throw something there. So now this area, the toich alpayim amo, becomes nifrats b'meloyo l'makam ha'asala. And if that's the case, it's going to be machir by Rava. Machir by Rava is a third sheet. Mahalich alpayim amo umetaltav alpayim amo. You let it walk 2,000 amas, and you can carry up to 2,000 amas as well. Meaning, so what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, but you can't throw something outside of the tchum. That's something you can't do. So the Gemara says, come on, who is this like? The like Rav Nachman, like Rav Huna. He's not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you could even throw something outside of 2,000 amas. Not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said you can't even be metaltal by Alpayim Amas. You can only be metaltal within Dalad Amas. But the truth is, it's very schwer. Why? Because to the extent that Chiyah Barav holds, like Rav Huna, that you can't throw something beyond the Alpayim Amo, then you shouldn't be able to be metalta within the Alpayim either, because it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'aser. So Gemara says, you're right. I mean, the command, the like Rav Nachman, like Rav Huna, is really a kasha. I mean, you have to pick sides. Do you hold like Rav Nachman, do you hold like Rav Huna? Do you hold that there's an iser zrika because Shemi Yimashech, or you're not worried Shemi Yimashech? If you hold that there's a Chesha Shemi Yimashech, so I can't throw, or if I can't throw beyond the Alpayim Amo, then I understand why I shouldn't be able to carry either, because now the difference of life Malcolm also. If I could throw, then I could be metaltal. What's this in between shita? Mahalach alpayim amah umetaltal alpayim amah, but you can't throw. Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says you're right. Ema metaltal ba'arba. He holds it's Rav Huna shita. Ihoch ended the Rav Huna. Ema v'cheinam Rav Chiyam Rav. It's not a third shita. You're right. V'cheinam Rav Chiyam Rav. It's really Rav Huna shita. Omdei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman who argued with Rav Huna. Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel and Rav Huna. They debated this point. So he said loy tiflag aleh de Shmuel. You're going kineged the Rebbe Shmuel. Don't go against Shmuel. The Tanya kavose because I have a bris. So like in the Tanya, we don't tell the price. So how you might do ba? If somebody was measuring his tchum, erev Shabbos, for kol sami dasi b'chatzor here, and his 2,000 amos ended in the middle of a city, mutal l'talt b'chol irkula. So the halach is you're allowed to now carry within the entire city, ubilvad shelo yavar es atchum b'raglav. However, you're not allowed to cross the tchum with your feet. You can carry in the whole city. Cities are rishos hayachid, let's say, but you can't with your feet walk beyond the tchum. So the Gemara says, "My metaltal. If you can't walk, then how are you carrying? Olav ayidei zrika must be ayidei zrika." And you see that ayidei zrika, it's okay. This is mamish mul halacha. You see, you're allowed to throw something. There's no gzeirah shemi yimashich. I'm Rafun. Rafun said, "Loi ayidei meshicha." It means something else. You know what it means? It means that if you want to take something from outside the tchum and bring it in the tchum, that's something you're allowed to do. To to go from within the tchum, out of the tchum, you can't do. You can't carry that, for sure you can't do. You can't even throw anything. If you want to go in the reverse direction, that's where it's maybe nogeya, that would be okay. What's the difference? So Rashi says, going out, there's a chshash, shevi yumashech. Bringing something in, you're bringing it to within the tchum. Why is there a concern that I'm trying to bring something in the tchum? Why would I now go out to tchum? That's the difference. Amar Rav Yehuna, another halacha Rav Huna said, somebody was measuring tchum Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, and the 2,000 amas ended up in the middle of a chatzar. All he has is half a chatzar. If the tchum ends in the half point of the chatzar, so why would you think he should get more than that? Right. The chiddush is not that he doesn't have the other half. Chiddush is that he has the half that he has. Hanami b'shita? No. Ma'u d'teimu, le'chash d'masa d'tatu l'bekula. If you give a person a half a chatzar, he may want the whole chatzar. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, so going back to the machloikis between Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, and Rav Huna. What again was the machloikis? If somebody spent Shabbos in a bika, it's a caramelist, he counted his alpayim amma, and then on Shabbos, Nachman came, they built mechitzas. Had he had the mechitzas before Shabbos, he would have gotten alpayim amma from the outside of the mechitzas. Mechitzas weren't there before Shabbos. He only gets alpayim amma before he physically resided on Shabbos. So Nachman and Rafuna were both in agreement that this person can't use the mechitzas as it relates to tchum. The tchumim are avekishtelt bein hashmashas. Tchilas hayom, soifayim. But it happens and goes into effect bein hashmashas. What does he get? So he has his alpayim amma from where he was. The question is, could he throw something from his alpayim amma to outside of the alpayim amma? Meaning, we're assuming the area is for sure Rosh HaSayachid, so maybe I can at least throw something. Something that's not mine, because if it's mine, then I wouldn't be able to take it outside of the alpayim amma anyways. But could you throw something out? Rav Huna said no. He was worried Shemi Yimashich. Rav Nachman said yeah. And then it was mavur in the Gemara that for Rav Huna's chashash of Shemi Yimashich, it emerged a tremendous chumrah. Now I can't even carry more than dollar amas. Because if I have no ability to go beyond alpayim amma, I can't even throw something. So now where I am is nifritz b'mloya l'makam ma'azer. This is like the chatzah ketana that opens up to the chatzah gedayla of the first two prokem of Erev and fame. And as a result, I can't carry. So said Rav Nachman said as follows, Moidali Huna, Rav Huna to us, but Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, they were chaverim. And as a result, right, Rav Nachman used to often say, Huna Chavrin. There's an interesting Meshech Chachman, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, I think, on this idea. But either way, Omer Rav Nachman said, Maidali Huna. Rav Huna was Maidah to me. Then Hoya Maidah above. Somebody was measuring his Tchum Shabbos. Because of Midas Asfas Tikro. And then the 2000 Amos, it ended right at the Sfas of a Tikro. Like the roof of a house. Now Rashi says, talking about with this house, the wall of the house was Nifratz. So it's Nifratz B'mloya to a house, but there's a little, the pitikra, like there's a little bit of the roof that you could still see. So in that case, you'd be allowed to throw something into the bayis. You would be allowed to throw something. Why? It's outside the tchum, and there's an Indian of nifrats b'mloya l'makim ha'aser, and the reason is, my taima, hoyo v'tikras ha'bayis chayvetes, because being that the tikra of the bayis is chayvetes, you have that tikra, so that serves as a hacker. And being that it serves as a hacker, there's no chashash anymore, shemi yimashik. The whole issue is, shemi yimashik. If I can go to here, then I'm going to go to there. There's a hecker. Once it's like a lechi, a kaira. There's something there. Tikras habayis chayvetes. It serves as a hecker. I mean that it serves as a hecker. In this case, there's not going to be a concern of Shemi Yimashik. One more Gemara. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nasa. Ketanohi. Yesh loyman. This machloikis Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Whether there's a concern Shemi Yimashik, there's no concern Shemi Yimashik. It's really a machloikis tanon. What's this machloikis tanoim? Our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hoytziyu, hoylichu lo ir acheres. If somebody was taken into another city, so he spent Shabbos in a city, and then the Nachrim came, and they swept him away. They brought him into an ir acheres. Nasnuhu bedir oy besar. Oh, they put him into a deer or a sar. Those are places that the animals dresach. Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oymrim. Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Mahalichas kulo. Now that you're outside your tchum, but you're surrounded by a deer and a sar. So being that you're surrounded, you can go in that entire area on Shabbos. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva, Imrim, Ein Loyal Adaladamas. You still only get your Daladamas. So what's this Shaila? This Shaila is, Misha Hitziu Nachrim, but he was placed, they plopped him down in an area that was Mukav Mechitzas. So do you say, oh, you put me into an area that's Mukav Mechitzas, I get that whole area. That's what Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Oh, you're in a deer and a sar? Oh, Mahalach Haskula, you get the whole area. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva said, no. Doesn't matter where you were put. At the end of the day, all you're going to get is dalet amos. So the Gemara says like this. What's the hezber in this machlokes? Again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Amru. That say that you get the whole area is loy gazri hiluch dir v'sar ata hiluch v'vikam. Everybody probably holds that if a person gets put on Shabbos into an area that's mukam b'chitz, you should be able to carry or be able to walk in that entire area. Right, why not? Why shouldn't you be able to walk in that entire area? Right now, your mukam mechitzas is considered one mukam linyan techumen. Right, just like if you spend Shabbos in here, that's mukam mechitzas, your apayim mama goes from the outside of the mechitzas. So if you're in that area, outside of the tchum, you should get that whole area as well. The issue probably is, said Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nosson, that this is only true if you're outside the tchum and you're in an area that's mukam mechitzas. What if you're outside the tchum and you're in an area that's not mukam mechitzas? You're in a bikkah. Then it wouldn't be okay. Oh, so maybe this is the machlokes. Are we geyser hiluch dir v'sar otu hiluch bikkah or not? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they hold mahalachas kulo. Deloy gazri hiluch dir v'sar otu hiluch bikkah. Yeah, if you're in a bikkah, you'd be stuck. But I'm not in a bikkah. Why should I make a gzera? So here's the punchline. Umidi hiluch otu hiluch legazri. Being that they weren't geyser hiluch otu hiluch, tiltul otu hiluch legazri as well. So maybe it makes sense. It shouldn't be geyser shemi yimashech. We're not going to say that I shouldn't be able to throw something outside of the 2,000 amos because I may go ahead and get it. You see, we didn't make so many gzeiris when it comes to tchumen. We weren't geyser hiluch dir v'sar ato hiluch bikkah. So why should we make that gzeir? Sure, we keep it on in le'alar amos. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, we keep it who said that all you get is dal amos, even though you're near it, that's mukam mechitz. It's probably the geyser hiluch dir v'sar ato hiluch bikkah. It's probably because they made the gzeir. Mid the hiluch ato hiluch gazri. I mean that they were geyser that. So tiltal hiluch nami gazri. So even though it's no shaykes, the two gzeiros, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman were discussing a gzeir. Where if you're going to let me throw something outside of the tchum, I may walk outside the tchum. They were being geyser where somebody was placed outside the tchum, where if he was not mukav mechitzis, he would only have dalet amos. If he's mukav mechitzis, you should get more. Should you make a gzeir one after the other? But the Gemara says, maybe there's a commonality. There's a tzad hashav over here. Do you make gzeiras? Do you not make gzeiras? Are you guys a hiluch? Atu hiluch? Are you guys are tiltul atu hiluch? They're similar, but the Gemara says, I mean, they could be similar, but it's very easy to deflect this Cheshbin, because Dilma Kiloi Gazri Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hiluch Besar Vidir Otu Hiluch Bebikah Hani Bili Hasam Shem Yekaymesem. It's true. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't make the Gzeira, but they maybe didn't make the Gzeira. Two separate places. One is a Dir Vesar, and the other one is a Bikah. Avol Tiltul Otu Hiluch the Makam Echadu. But Tiltul Otu Hiluch to tell me I could throw something outside of 2,000 Amos. Maybe there's a real Gzeira. I may go outside the Amos. I may go carry it. Hakin Ami the Gazri Shem Yimashach Achafetz. Maybe over there makes sense. They would make the Gzeira. Rabbi Shur Rabbi Kiva Nami. The reverse, you can make the same cheshmer. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, that said that you only have dalan amos. Even Shur the Gazri, who said they didn't do it a gzeira? You're assuming because they made this gzeira, they would make all the gzeiras. They was only doing gzeiras. Don't be sure to consider ki aminu kol abayis kula karba amos dami. It's true. There's an idea that any area that's mukav mechitzas is treated like dalan amos and tchumen. But maybe that's hani mili hechad the shavas ba'avim mechitzas mebayyoy. That's all if you spend Shabbos there. Aval hechad lo shavas ba'avim mechitzas mebayyoy loy. But if you didn't spend Shabbos there, you would just put there. Maybe you don't have that halacha over there. So says the Gemara. Even though at first glance, maybe there's some connection between the Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on the one hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva on the other hand, with regards to someone that was forced out of his tchum. He was placed into an area that's mukam mechitzas. Do you have the whole area that's mukam mechitzas or not? The Gemara had a tzad that maybe the underlying premise of this Machloikis is about gzeira. Should we be geyser dir v'sar atu bikkah? And based on that, the Gemara wanted to shout to another major machlokes in tchumen. Machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Huna, where a person spent Shabbos in a bikkah, and then there were mechitzes that were placed down on Shabbos, where now the area was just converted into a mokum that's mokum mechitzes. Now it's a rishos hayavet. So the question is, can I throw something outside the alpayim amos, or is there a gzeira shem yamashich? Again, similar shaila, maybe. Do you make a gzeira that if you let me throw it, I may be metaltal? Says the Gemara, but really, after further review, there's no hechrech, because it could be this machloikis is lechud, and that machloikis is lechud, and we will stop here.